SPCA Director of Wildlife Barbara Haney says the bird, just a few months old, was found on the ground near Pearl and Swan Street by Buffalo police Thursday night.
All the peregrine falcon pairs in Buffalo, in western New York, are banded through the DEC. We know them. They have names. This one's name is Franklin, and it is one of the fledglings from the Statler building.
SPCA wildlife veterinarian technician Beverly Jones says the coracoid, part of the shoulder structure, is completely broken.
And in the past, it was thought that birds with these kinds of injuries were not ever going to fly again. And then there was a research study done on birds of prey, and they found that 98% of these birds were releasable after just putting on a wing wrap and cage rest.
To aid the healing process, Jones says the bird's wing is wrapped to stabilize it, and every few days, she says, it undergoes physical therapy to keep the wing exercised. Haney says it's a very specialized bird and an elite flyer.
They are the fastest animals on Earth. They've reached speeds of greater than 200 miles per hour. We've designed jet fighter planes after their anatomy.
But about 50 years ago, she says, the species was decimated by the pesticide DDT. After the chemical was banned, the raptor started making a comeback in the 1980s. But Haney says the peregrine falcon is still considered an endangered species in New York State.
We've brought them back. They're now a part of our ecosystem, and we're lucky to have them. And we want to continue to have them here in Buffalo, and we're going to do everything that we can to continue to have those pairs breeding, to continue to provide safe places for them to have their nests. They're a wonderful species.
The SPCA serving Erie County just cut the ribbon on its new $15 million home on Harlem Road in West Seneca about 2 months ago. Haney says they're lucky to now have a facility to treat injured birds in an effective way.
We have an amazing hospital now connected to a humane center, and that is not happening anywhere else in the United States. There's only a handful of us out there, so we're so lucky. Thank you to the community that we can provide this kind of specialized medical care for this bird.
They also have the room now to keep it isolated in a large enclosure where hopefully it will eventually be able to fly very short distances to gain some strength.
We have the largest enclosures in Western New York at present, thanks to the community and this beautiful new facility.
Jones, the veterinarian technician, says in about a month, the peregrine falcon will likely be moved to an even larger rehabilitation facility, and the DEC will decide when and where it gets released. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.